Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your GCSE mathematics course, number. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. I've been doing number stuff since primary school, and you're right. But at GCSE level, number goes so much deeper than basic arithmetic, and it's worth a significant chunk of marks across both your calculator and non-calculator papers. So whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for that grade 9, this episode is going to give you the tools, the techniques, and the confidence to tackle any number question the examiners throw at you. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, then move into exam tips, a quick-fire recall quiz, and a summary to wrap things up. Let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute foundation. Order of operations, which you'll know as BODMES or BIDMES. This tells you the sequence in which you must carry out calculations. Brackets first, then orders, that's powers and roots, then division and multiplication together from left to right, and finally addition and subtraction together from left to right. Here's the classic mistake candidates make. They see something like 3 plus 4 multiplied by 2, and they work left to right, getting 14. But the correct answer is 11, because you must do the multiplication before the addition. Examiners will deliberately write expressions that catch you out if you ignore BODMES. Every single time you see a mixed calculation, mentally run through brackets, orders, division or multiplication, addition or subtraction, make it a habit. Next up, place value and the number system. Understanding place value is what separates confident candidates from those who drop easy marks. When you multiply by 10, every digit shifts one place to the left, the number gets bigger. When you divide by 10, digits shift right, the number gets smaller. This sounds obvious, but when decimals are involved, candidates frequently go wrong. For example, 0.3 multiplied by 0.4 is not 1.2, it's 0.12. Think of it this way, 3 tenths times 4 tenths equals 12 hundredths. Place value is everything. Now let's talk about prime numbers, factors, and multiples, a favorite topic for examiners. A prime number has exactly two factors, 1 and itself. 2 is the only even prime. 1 is not a prime number. This trips up so many candidates. When you're asked to find the highest common factor, or HCF, and the lowest common multiple, or LCM, of two numbers, the most reliable method is prime factor decomposition, also called a prime factor tree. Break each number down into its prime factors. Write them in index form, then use a Venn diagram. The HCF is the product of the primes in the intersection, the overlap. The LCM is the product of everything in the Venn diagram. For example, for 12 and 18, 12 is 2 times 2 times 3, and 18 is 2 times 3 times 3. The intersection contains 2 and 3. HCF equals 2 times 3 equals 6. LCM equals 2 times, 2 times, 3 times, 3 equals 36. Practice this method until it's automatic. Moving on to standard form, this is a higher tier favorite and it comes up almost every year. Standard form is a way of writing very large or very small numbers as a times 10 to the power n, where a must be at least 1 and less than 10. So 320,000 in standard form is 3.2 times 10 to the power 5 because we moved the decimal point 5 places to the left. For small numbers, 0.000032 is 3.2 times 10 to the power negative 4, because we moved the decimal 4 places to the right. When multiplying in standard form, multiply the coefficients and add the powers. When dividing, divide the coefficients and subtract the powers. Always check your final answer is still in valid standard form. The coefficient must be between 1 and 10. Let's talk about rounding and estimation. Candidates are asked to round to decimal places or significant figures. Decimal places count digits after the decimal point. Significant figures count from the first non-zero digit. So 0.00456 rounded to two significant figures is 0.0046. The leading zeros are not significant. Estimation questions ask you to round each number to one significant figure first, then calculate. This is a non-calculator skill, and examiners expect you to show the rounded values clearly in your working. Error intervals and bounds are a step further. If a length is given as 7.4 centimeters to one decimal place, the lower bound is 7.35, and the upper bound is 7.45. The error interval is written as 7.35 is less than or equal to L, which is strictly less than 7.45. Note that the upper bound uses a strict inequality. The value cannot actually equal 7.45 because that would round up to 7.5. Finally, let's cover surds and fractional indices, which are higher tier content. A surd is an irrational root that cannot be simplified to a rational number, like root 2 or root 5. You can simplify surds by looking for square factor pairs. Root 12 equals root 4 times root 3 equals 2, root 3. When rationalizing the denominator, removing a surd from the bottom of a fraction, multiply top and bottom by the surd. So 1 over root 3 becomes root 3 over 3. Fractional indices, a to the power 1/2 means the square root of a to the power 1/3 means the cube root, a to the power m over n means take the nth root first, then raise to the power m. Taking the root first usually gives smaller numbers to work with, right? Exam tips, time, and these are the things that make the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7. Tip 1, show all your working. In interpress crossing with 2 or more marks, there are method marks available. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn marks for correct working. Examiners are instructed to award marks for correct method, so never skip steps. Tip 2, read the question carefully for what form the answer is required in. If it says give your answer in standard form and you write 32,000, you will lose the mark even if your calculation was correct. Tip 3, for estimation questions, always round to one significant figure first and show those rounded values. Candidates who just write an approximate answer without showing the rounded values typically score 0. Tip 4, with bounds and error intervals, remember, the upper bound is never actually reached. Use the strict less than sign, not less than or equal to. Tip 5, when working with negative numbers, subtracting a negative is the same as adding a positive. So 5 minus negative 3 equals 5 plus 3 equals 8. Common mistakes to avoid: confusing significant figures with decimal places, forgetting that one is not a prime number, leaving a surd in the denominator when the question asks for a simplified form, and writing the coefficient in standard form outside the range, 1 to 10. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the HCF of 24 and 36? The answer is 12. Question 2. Write 0.0000045 in standard form. The answer is 4.5 times 10 to the power negative 5. Question 3. Simplify root 50. The answer is 5, root 2. Question 4. A number is rounded to 2 decimal places and gives 8.40. What is the lower bound? The answer is 8.395. Question 5. Calculate 3 plus 2 multiplied by 4 squared. Using BODMAS, 4 squared is 16. Then 2 times 16 is 32, then 3 plus 32 is 35. The answer is 35. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back to that concept and practice a few more examples. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today's episode. BODMAS is non-negotiable. Always apply the correct order of operations. Prime factor decomposition using a Venn diagram is the most reliable method for HCF and LCM. In standard form, the coefficient must always be between 1 and 10. For rounding, know the difference between decimal places and significant figures, and always show your rounded values in estimation questions. Upper bounds use strict inequalities: less than, not less than or equal to, and surds and fractional indices are higher tier content worth practicing hard. And finally, always show your working method marks are there to be earned, even when you're not sure of the final answer. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.